We want to.
And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Gemelli Ristorante Italiano, Liverpool's best restaurant, 79 Bathurst Street.
Good morning, Sheridan.
There you go.
Now you're there. Good morning, Sheridan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry about that. This connection is not too good.
You met the Beatles.
And I sat on their laps, well, on three of theirs. I think John was elsewhere at the time. That was, we were sitting wound up around that big long scarf that had been knitted by all the listeners. My sister and I, my sister Brett and I. I won't tell you how old I was because then people can work out how old I am today. But it was very, very thrilling. And I know that a lot of my girlfriends were jealous. And they still are today, which I can't believe. Extraordinary, yes.
Well, I'm telling everybody I was 12 at the time, so...
Oh, God.
But I believe you've found out something I didn't know about John Lennon.
Well, actually, yes. So look, I was just having a look around on the internet, and one of these e-books written by a woman in Los Angeles talks about the fact that he actually had a very serious eating disorder. Eating disorders weren't really sort of talked about much in those days, but apparently he was quite bulimic. He used to throw up a lot. I do remember that John, you know, towards the end, he did become very thin. I know that when you were travelling with him, he didn't look as thin as he did later on.
No, he wasn't fat, but he was stout.
Yeah, well, yes. No, he had good, you know, he had lovely, big, soft cheeks. And so I think when he got together with Yoko, he became quite extreme.
Yes.
And suffered from this eating disorder, which I think is very sad. But he, of all the Beatles, was the only one that continued to eat meat. The other three all became vegetarian, and I think we were enormously influenced, you know, when they went to India and they all became vegetarian then.
Yeah.
But curiously, despite the fact that they were vegetarian, they haven't written any songs about vegetables. I think there's only one. It's one by John called Glass Onion. But they certainly had a sweet tooth, and they've written a lot of songs about their sweet tooth. George's Savoy Truffle was inspired by a box of British chocolates, which included sherry cream and coconut fudge, and he sang that song about that. And there's Paul's Honey Pie. In fact, there are 14 references to honey in all their songs. There's also Wild Honey Pie and John's Milk and Honey. And Ringo's Honey Don't, and Paul refers to butter pie in the song Uncle Albert. They loved apples, and apples are referred to quite a few times. But, of course, there's also Strawberry Fields Forever, so they like strawberries. But another thing I came across very funny on the internet was somebody wanted to have a Beatles-themed party once again in Los Angeles, and they were trying to come up with lots of ideas for the dishes. So, of course, they came up with braised octopus, you know, to do with octopus garden.
Yes.
Back in the USSR, borscht and bellinis with caviar. She's got the devil in her heart, deviled eggs. Mean Mr. Mustard, so you use keen mustard in your dish. A strawberry fields where you can do anything with lovely strawberry tart. Lovely Rita, a margarita. And an orange fool or a rhubarb fool for Fool on the Hill. So I thought that was really quite fun. You could have a lot of fun with a Beatles themed food party.
Okay, enough about the Beatles.
Okay. Well, just in keeping with that, my recipe today is for a really terrific vegetable curry. It's on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au. It's from my latest book, The Cook's Garden. And also, I just want to remind everyone, I've got kids' cooking classes coming up in a few weeks, just a couple of weeks, actually. July the 3rd, they start and go through the school holidays. And that information is also on my webpage.
And your webpage is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye. The 2CH.